Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Genuine Persevere. Believers struggle, Romans 7:15, and stumble, James 3:2, but they will never completely apostatize from the faith. Genuine conversion is represented in the good soil, in the parable of the sower and the soils. In Luke 8:15, Jesus said, "The ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. In contrast are those who immediately receive the word with joy, but having no root, they believe only for a while, and in time of temptation fall away." Luke 8:13. The genuine persevere and bring forth fruit. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. God who began a good work in them will complete it. Philippians 1:6. Whom God foreknew, He predestined. He called, He justified, and ultimately will glorify. Romans 8:29 and 30. Believers ultimately persevere because God's workmanship cannot fail, Ephesians 2:10. Paul told the Corinthians that God will also conform you to the end. He will confirm you, rather. He will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, 1 Corinthians 1:8 and 9. Even the Corinthians, with all their problems, were promised that God would preserve them blameless to the end because He is faithful. Paul says that true believers have been reconciled to God and will be presented holy and blameless to Him. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel, Colossians 1:21 and 23. Paul told the Corinthians that they were saved by believing the gospel, if you hold fast that word which I preach you, unless you believed in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:1 and 2. True faith perseveres. It is evidence of genuineness. Paul prayed for the Thessalonians to be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then said, quote, "He who calls you is faithful. Who will do it?" 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24. The writer of Hebrews said, "We are part of Christ's household if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end." Hebrews 3:6. And again in 3:14 he said, "For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end." After quoting, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him," Hebrews 10:39 then says, "But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul." True faith does not ultimately draw back to a total apostasy, but perseveres to the end. 1 John 2:19 says, "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us." Evidence of having true faith is that the person continues on in the faith and in the fellowship of God's people. Revelation 17:14 says, "And those who are with the Lord are the called, chosen, and faithful." God's trophies of grace will prevail by grace. The elect will persevere in the faith to the glory of God. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.